Good morning, folks. I'm Bob Helbach, the senior minister at the First Church of Christ in East Palestine, Ohio, and I'm glad you have joined us for this morning's devotions. Today, I want to give you 10 ways to make yourself and others miserable. Number one, if you want to be miserable, take pride in being a perfectionist and expect perfection in everyone else. Be a picky person. Make it a habit. Make it a point to force people around you into doing what you know they should and ought to do. Number two, if you want to be miserable, don't listen to anyone else's point of view, but keep pushing your own. No one else in all the world knows as much as you do. Number three, if you want to be miserable, overload your schedule. Make yourself so busy that you are always on the edge. Number four, if you want to be miserable, expect other people to cater to your needs. After all, that's why God put other people in the world, isn't it? To serve your needs, to heed your complaints. Number five, if you want to be miserable, never laugh and have a good time. Never be easygoing, because life is a very serious business. Number six, if you want to be miserable, have no compassion for others. Show no concern for the poor and the jobless. After all, you achieved your position in life by your own hard work and diligence. Let the poor do the same. Number seven, if you want to be miserable, make fun of and put down people who are different than you. Number eight, if you want to be miserable, worship money and possessions. Number nine, never pay any attention to your own faults and weaknesses. Instead, focus on the faults and weaknesses of others. And above all, learn to be offended at any remarks and corrections that are directed your way. And last of all, if you want to be miserable, learn to nag. Learn to nitpick. Practice criticism and snide remarks. Learn and practice that fine art of pointing out what's wrong with other people. Those are 10 sure ways to make yourself and others miserable. Now I want to give you 9 things, 9 qualities you can incorporate into your life that will bless you and bless others. These 9 qualities are called the fruit of the Spirit and are listed in Galatians 5, 22 and 23. Beginning in verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. These 9 qualities are not called the fruit of the Spirit because the Holy Spirit miraculously gives you them once you become a Christian. That doesn't happen. They are called the fruit of the Spirit because they are qualities the Holy Spirit wants you to develop in your life. They are called the fruit of the Spirit because they are evidence. We are following the direction, the guidance, the way of the Spirit. With His help, these are qualities the Holy Spirit wants us to add to our lives. Now, Galatians 5, verses 24 and 25. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with his passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. If we keep in step with the Spirit, if we develop this fruit in our lives, we will not be miserable people. We will be people who are joyful and people who bless others. Thank you, God, for giving us your Spirit to guide us, direct us, and lead us in your ways. It is not easy to follow the Spirit's guidance at times. It is not easy to walk the way He would have us to walk. It is not always easy to be kind, patient, gentle and joyful, but we know this is the way you would have us walk. So we ask for your strength and wisdom to help us as the Spirit leads.
Thanks for listening. We're not currently meeting together because of the coronavirus outbreak, so be sure to subscribe to our podcast to get all of our online services and daily devotions delivered right to your phone. You can find us in iTunes and Google Podcasts, or listen online at www.cocep.org. Have a great week.